You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Four-man rush. Fields has time. Watches downfield. It's Olave. He's got a touchdown, Ohio State. A deep strike, and the Buckeyes stretch the lead again. 56 yards. Wow.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Chris Fowler, ESPN, on the call there. We'll get back to the NFL draft in a second, but for people that have not yet bet the Cubs game, Kyle Hendricks, scratched, doesn't feel well, abundance of caution. Alec Mills going to start for the Cubs instead. Man, this is information that would have been, what's the line from Billy Madison? That's something would have been better served for me yesterday or an hour ago.
Should have been brought to my attention yesterday. That's a tough one. Those of us who have the over, who took it as a contrarian play. Well, it's less contrarian now, but these listed pitchers rule this year. Loving this. It's the first time it's actually coming to play for me.
Okay.
Hey, don't worry. There's only 15 games a day for the next 140 days. So. You'll be fine.
I think that's more of a depressing statement than an uplifting one at this point.
It's like, kind of like, oh, like I lost this NBA bet. Oh, don't worry. The finals end July 22nd.
But Rick just brought up Alec Mills threw a no hitter last year in the shortened season. That has to go down as like the it happened but didn't actually happen, like sports events of this lifetime.
Sure. Yeah. It makes what is. Trying to think of like if I can remember other really bizarre no hitters that happened. Was it Edwin Jackson? Was he the guy who walked like 11 guys and then still got the no hitter? Somebody like that.
I think AJ Burnett walked.
He
like
walked
nine
a lot of
guys
too.
In a no hitter.
Yeah, he walked a lot of guys too. Definitely. There are some weird ones. The Galarraga perfect game with the call at first base by Joyce.
Yeah, speaking of robot umpires,
that was the other thing. We didn't do that in the baseball takeaways. The strike three call that ended the Yankees game last night. Are you kidding me with that call? This was like a foot low. What are we doing?
Look good to me.
To be fair, your vision better than mine. But
then, just, to be fair, I'm also wearing a Yankee hat right now.
Right. Yet another. Like what are we doing? Mattingly was upset again. Don Mattingly, God bless his heart. I mean, every game is up there, just screaming at everyone at the top of his lungs.
Donnie Baseball, beloved in New York. Thanks to all our listeners, Odyssey.com and the Odyssey app, 1430 AM, The Bet in Denver, KCBS HD3 in Los Angeles, 105.9 FM HD2 in Chicago, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. The first inning in the Padres-Pirates game, I think, is still going, by the way.
Yeah, 3-2 Pirates, bottom one.
We should honestly get our money back. Like, if you bet no and there are 5 runs scored, you should get your money back.
So yeah, where's the promotional refund from the sportsbooks out there? Bet Rivers, can we do like the, you know what? That was a tough one. So we're going to give everybody their money back.
You know what would be great? Can we get sports betting legalized in my state, please? Like, please.
Yeah.
I need some refund. I need some refunds in my life. I've never once received a refund. You know what I get? I get winning bets like stricken from the record. That's what happens to me. It's the opposite of the refund. I win bets and then they don't exist anymore.
Yeah, you know who gets refunded?
Your
times. Bookie. Right.
<That's> It's incredible. Yeah. Visit our show sponsor, BetRivers.com, and download the BetQL app for the tools you need to beat the sports books. You know what they've got? Them algorithms. Okay, so I gave Devontae Smith 11.5. At my local right now, it's 10.5. And I say that as context for people right now. I do not think, I could be wrong. I doubt that number that's 11.5 right now that we're seeing in a lot of sports books, I doubt that's going to last. My opinion. So.
And I think to pile on that a little bit, and knowing less about the NFL angle and more about the local angle, you will frequently see things like shaded at locals toward I would consider it like a sharper side or a side that has taken a lot of action, and then the screen will eventually catch up with that. And then props, it's got to be so weird because like there's no screen for props. You can't actually see what they are, and you have to scrape them yourself to see what the odds are in so many places.
I might drop dead from this diffuser. Like I need to go outside, I think, and like get some fresh air. Like
yeah,
this, I'm being serious.
Open some windows.
In this office, this is like a casino. There are no windows anywhere. I have like
Okay. You have a clock?
I have the sky thing. What's this called here? The thing like skylight? All the way up.
Yeah.
It's a skylight. Yeah. Like all the way up there, but I can't open it. So this is bad.
Oh, you have no windows in there? I have no windows in my office too at home.
I'm not in this room.
Yeah.
And every other room in this house, there's okay. Let's move on.
What else you got betting wise? You got any other draft props? So Smith was clearly your favorite. You led with it. So what's the next favorite one?
Okay. I want to talk about Justin Fields. This kind of piggybacks off something that I talked about on the show yesterday.
Sure.
Peter King of NBC Sports. Say what you want about old Pete. There's a lot.
Right.
If you wanted to. Still plugged in, though.
Yeah. So
Peter King reporting that the 49ers, and I actually think this makes a ton of sense,
sure,
that the 49ers are not locked in yet to a pick at number 3 overall. Now, I am echoing what a lot of people are saying, so I'm not trying to make it like this is an original take by me, but I also think it's an obvious take that everyone shares because how could you not? Like, the reports that said that the 49ers traded 3 first-round picks, including one this year, so the next 2, to move up to 3 to take Mac Jones, to me and to everybody, including Ken, sounds just absolutely insane. Like, how could that actually be a thing that you would do something like that? Now, I'm not saying it's not going to happen. And a lot of insiders, namely Adam Schefter and Daniel Jeremiah, who are obviously really plugged in, have kind of been floating that out as well. Well, Peter King, not debunking it, but basically saying San Francisco is not yet settled on this, right? And the report, we gave it on the show yesterday, Ken, right? That Trey Lance and Justin Fields have like another like pro day things coming up, right? And Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch, the coach and GM of the Niners, are going to be there for both of those. So I think there are a couple different ways that we can attack this. And this is kind of like an intuition thing for me. And I could be wrong. And I think someone on Twitter, and I forget who it was kind of like, well, you know, we think things are impossible until they actually happen. Like no one thought Daniel Jones was going to go 6th overall, but someone loved him that was picking at 6th overall, which was Dave Gettleman.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Now, my counter to that would be Dave Gettleman's dumb, Kyle Shanahan smart. So right. I still kind of don't think that Mac Jones is going number 3. I could be wrong, and I could lose money on it. Now, Justin Fields right now, 4.5, over -116, under -106.
And for full context, Atlanta picks 4 right now. Atlanta so like, if you're thinking, all right, well, if they don't take him at 3, like, what are my options at that point?
Right, got it. And I would say it's – I don't know if it's quite 50-50, but I would say like it's a 40% chance maybe that the Falcons would take a quarterback. I don't think it's likely, but I think like there's enough of a chance and enough unknown there with the new GM.
Yeah, there's some chance.
And look, for the coach and GM, and I think Evan Silva wrote about this in his Mock Draft on Establish the Run. Hopefully we'll get Evan on at some point soon, that like Terry Fontenot, the new general manager, and Arthur Smith, the new coach, like it buys them more time. Like if you have a rookie quarterback waiting in the wings, right? It kind of gives you an extra year of job security, right? Where Matt Ryan stinks for a year. Well, you've got this guy and you've groomed him, and now you've got him coming up in year two for your regime. So with what we know, right, about Fields and the 49ers here, and now there's starting to be uncertainty of who they'll pick at three. Now, look, maybe it'll be Trey Lance, and maybe I'll be wrong. I think Fields is the likely pick there. So I want to take a stab, Ken, on under Justin Fields 4.5 with the information that we now have.
And what is the juice on the 4.5 bet right now? Sorry.
Over -116, under -106.
Oh, wow. So there's like, I wonder if that's like a consensus thing where it's really like, that's an efficient price right now on Fields at 4.5. That's really interesting.
I can tell you what my locals got if you want to wait one second.
And if you have it up, is there a Mac Jones draft position? Like, is it 3.5?
Yes, it is 3.5. And I believe it's shaded. I think it's shaded to the under here.
Under, I would imagine. Right. Under is probably like -150, something like that.
Lance is 7.5. The under is -150 for Trey Lance, which is interesting. Okay. Stand by here. Mac Jones, 3.5, under -160.
Yep.
This is my local, though, so these odds are like, you know. And let's see what Fields is.
My thing is, like, if everything you said – sorry, go ahead.
Under is -130 at my local right now. So
– what a bizarre set of circumstances where – so in the same place right now, Fields under and Mac Jones under at almost – at one place apart are both juiced when first and second are locked in.
Yes.
Which means, like – that makes no sense to me. So there's like there's a really high chance Fields is going to go 4. That's what that tells me.
Yeah. Which I don't think it's impossible. I don't think it's likely, but certainly not impossible.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out, based on everything you just said, it's almost like you weren't like, half of that case has nothing to do with Justin Fields, right? Half of it just has to do with like the smokescreen or the weirdness around like the Niners taking Mac Jones third and how that becomes like questionable, basically.
And it's me assuming a little bit, which, you know, could make an ass out of me, and hopefully not you if I'm incorrect, right? You meaning the royal you.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it would be Fields.
I'm wondering if the approach that isn't to play Mac Jones over 3.5, it's basically, will Mac Jones be the third? I mean, first and second are locked in. It's not going to be Mac Jones. So you're basically making a bet, will Mac Jones be the third overall pick? Except you actually get a yes no in this situation when we've talked about who the third overall pick will be, whether that's a multi-way market. There's no on that, which is why the prices are all going to be insanely low. You can't bet the opposite side, so they can just price control them, which is predatory. Plus
Lance under 7.5 is interesting too, juice to the under. So four quarterbacks like are projected to go in the top seven, according to this market, at least.
And I think we'll see how it changes as we go, obviously, but especially if locals are starting to carry draft props, you know, like, money's starting to come in. Like, stuff's going to move. Stuff, like, people are going to bet on information. Like, I don't think anybody's going to, like, hold back for the, you know, there's no draft prop limit increase. I think that's brewing here, especially if locals are picking this stuff up. So that's interesting to me. But that speaks to something I said yesterday, too, which is just, like, quarterbacks are shiny objects. Like, somebody's going to go get him. And I know you said the thing about Gettleman. Like, I feel like you never miss an opportunity to say Dave Gettleman's dumb on the show, but yeah, it's another opportunity.
He's had a good offseason, to be fair, but yes.
Yeah. And you gave him credit for that. You know, is Fields that guy? And Lance kind of falls into that category too, where it's just the highest of ceilings. I mean, could maybe, you know, the average performance isn't very good. You're going to swing and miss on quarterbacks. You know what, 75-80% of the time in the first round they bust, basically. Your strike rate's not very good, but man, when you strike, like, it's awesome, and it's awesome enough that a general manager is going to want to do it, or an owner is going to apply pressure. I think that's where that comes from, but I think rather than play Fields under in that situation, because there's a part of me that thinks, the more that I've just listened to you and other people we've had on the show, that Atlanta's just keeping the pick. That Atlanta's just going to make a pick and it's not going to be a quarterback. That seems like the most likely thing to me, but based on what you guys have all said so far.
Now, Mel Kiper in his mock draft, which was released today of ESPN, had, and I actually think this is something worth considering here. And Atlanta, of course, is the most likely, obviously, because San Francisco's not trading
the
back.
The first one we don't know. Right.
Yeah. Yes. that the Dolphins, with their like war chest of ammunition, trade up from 6 to 4 to take the offensive player of their choosing, which I think in his mock draft was Kyle Pitts, to pair with Mike Gesicki, and you just have two absolute monsters there, like roaming the middle of the field.
You think you should ever spend a number 4 pick on a guy like Pitts? I mean, I think that's kind of interesting.
Well,
like, is that ever draft capital worth spending on a guy like that?
Well, I think he's like from. We'll ask Ross Tucker about it in the next segment because, you know, we watched Florida games right in the SEC. Yep.
Monster.
When we had Brian Baldinger on the show last week, he was basically saying like Kyle Pitts is like a wide receiver in a tight end's body. Like I don't even like to say this guy's name on the show, but like he's the guy that like comes to mind as like a comp almost would be like Kellen Winslow the second, who's now like.
Oh, that's not even who I thought you were going to say. Yeah.
What did you think?
Aaron Hernandez. That's the other comp that you were going to
say. Well, different only because Hernandez didn't go in the first round, obviously.
Well, he went to Florida. That's where I thought you were going.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But
he's like actually good.
Trouble with those guys. Yeah. Like in college, no one has anybody to cover guys like that ever. And in the pros, even though there are guys in the pros who are still matchup nightmares because there are just guys like that. There are fewer of them. There are also defenders that are more groomed for those types of challenges, right? And teams are kind of stocking up on these like
hybrid players. There aren't that many of them.
That's true, but I think you have more options than like Mississippi State did.
All right, well, let me ask you this. Like, can I ask you this then?
Sure.
Okay, so if what you're saying is true, and I'm not saying it's not,
right.
I'm far from a talent evaluator, Pitts's number is 5.5. Under over -128, under +104. Is over worth a play there, assuming that Atlanta could take a quarterback? Cincinnati, I think Cincinnati's nuts at 5 if they don't take an offensive lineman, whether it's Sewell or Rashawn Slater.
Right.
And what do you think about, what's your gut tell you about? And by the way, Jerry Jones reportedly is in love with Kyle Pitts. But yeah.
Over. I mean, that would be my initial thought. Because it's you're literally the more I need to read more about Cincinnati's like intentions. I think we everybody says offensive lineman makes perfect sense. I totally understand that.
A lot of people say Chase or Pitts as well.
Though. Is that just a Burrow thing though? I mean, isn't that just like everyone make, I mean, that was like the Bulls with Denny Avdia, where it was like, oh, well, the GM's international, so they're going to take an international player. And it's like, or Patrick Williams.
Well, they need another receiver, right? With AJ Green and T. Higgins is good. You know what is great? Yeah. We got Ross Tucker coming on right after this, former NFL offensive lineman, Odyssey Sports teammate. And we're going to ask Ross about all of this. Great NFL draft conversation coming up right after this with the great Ross Tucker here. You better, you bet, as we close out the show on a Tuesday.